Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Now, here's this week's episode of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The following is a presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. On the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, welcome to Bulldogs Live. For the next 2 hours, we're talking dogs football. Hear from head coach Kirby Smart and get in-depth analysis from Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. All that and more is right here on Bulldogs Live. Bulldogs Live is brought to you by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With heart, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDogs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit Northside.com. Now, alongside head coach Kirby Smart, here's the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another Thursday night Bulldogs Live with Georgia head coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for taking some time to join us this evening, and thanks to you. Each week we've been able to put together a list of questions for the coach compiled from social media. So if you have something you'd like to ask, attach the hashtag AskCoachSmart with your question and send it to any of Georgia's social media platforms, and we could use your question here on the Thursday night show. We thank you for taking part in the process. So Kirby Smart will be coming up in a couple of minutes, and he will be here in the next hour. And we're also going to talk with Georgia's athletics director, Greg McGarrity, who is retiring at the end of the month. Then in the second hour, Bulldogs Live, it's your chance to call in and talk to the Bulldogs All-Stars, former Bulldogs players, taking your questions tonight about this year's team with host Neil Williamson. That's from 8 to 9 o'clock this evening. The Bulldogs are number 8 in the week's college football playoff poll. Georgia pushed its record to 7-2 with last Saturday's decisive win at Missouri. The Bulldogs are now 5-0 all-time in Columbia, by the way, and have won 7 in a row in that series against the newest member of the SEC East. As it turns out, 7-2 will be the final regular season record for Georgia. The Bulldogs will not have an opportunity to play their final home game, as Vanderbilt failed to show for the second time this season. The Dogs' next contest is expected to be a bowl game, which will be announced on Sunday. And a programming announcement for you, Bulldogs Live moves to Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. this Monday, December 21st, with men's basketball head coach Tom Crean. And we hope you can join us for Coach Crean's show each Monday night throughout Georgia's basketball season. So right now, let's get to Coach Kirby Smart. He's standing by to hear your questions. This is Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance was created in 1959 to provide financial protection for farmers and rural communities. Over the years, it has grown to protect all Georgians through affordable home, auto, and life insurance, helping Georgia build a strong agriculture industry and keeping the promises we made to our members. Our agents and members stand together for the values that make Georgia special: faith, family, and community. We stand together. We stand for you.
We are a Farm Bureau.
Hey, dog fans. Coach Kirby Smart here. Do you have a game plan for flu season? Get ahead of the competition by getting a flu shot at Piedmont. It's the smart thing to do. Stop by any Piedmont primary care, quick care, or urgent care location and stay healthy all season long. Visit Piedmont.org/UGA to learn more and book online. Piedmont Healthcare, more ways to better.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. Attack the day with a free checking account that pays big interest. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA. Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Glad to have the coach along with us once again. And, Coach, good to see you as always. And it's been an interesting week for you. You've had some ups and downs. I guess let's start with earlier in the week when you found out we didn't have a game this week. What were your initial thoughts on the season kind of coming to that abrupt end?
Yeah, I always thought it was a possibility. You know, when they canceled a couple weeks ago, we thought that there was a chance that we might not get to that game. It was important that they get through the Tennessee game unscathed, and they had an injury in there at one of their lowest positions. So once they weren't able to play, wasn't a lot we could do about it. But keep our guys focused. Our guys were actually in the midst of final exams, which are critical to our success in terms of their grades. So they were able to really focus on those classes and finishing strong leading into the bowl game.
And unable, unfortunately, to find another opponent to fill that role on Saturday. But coming off your performance against Missouri last week, I'm sure you wanted to keep going, go right at it again because of the way you finished that ball game.
Absolutely. When you know you're playing well, you want to keep things going. The players want to, and if nothing more than just for the seniors' sake, to get the home game. You know, you want to get that in for them. I think if it had been, you know, middle of the season, three quarters way through the season, if teams still had games left after this week's game, then it would have been much easier to probably find something. But just tough being that everybody was at the end. So a lot of programs had released their players, and the players weren't there because they didn't have a game. So it just made it tougher to find one, and unfortunate for our guys that they don't get to end in Sanford Stadium.
What did you like the way that Missouri game transpired? What are some of the things that you saw that you really felt good about this team?
Well, I saw adversity again, and, you know, you get a punt block, which you can never do, and good football teams don't get punts blocked. So when that happened, we stared adversity in the face. We were able to get another possession, score, get the momentum back, and then get a second possession, start the second half, and come right back and score. So I think we ended up scoring 21 points to their one possession, and anytime you can do that, that's big.
What happened exactly on that punt block?
Well, they did a nice job of running a twist, and we didn't have very good communication. We had the numbers were good. We had enough people to block them, but we had one guy not pointing at who he was blocking, so the other guy thought he was blocking him, and it was one of those miscommunication deals, which can't happen. You can't have those, and give them credit. They had a nice little twist game to pick us.
Third quarter, just absolute domination. I mean, the offense couldn't be stopped, and they got next to nothing on their offense as our defense was extremely strong. So it was a great way. At the time, you didn't know that was the way the regular season was going to end, but certainly a great way to finish going into postseason.
Yeah, especially with the conditions, the weather conditions, and our kids responding and having a little adversity in the game was good for them to respond to that.
So we get to this week, and then no game on Saturday. Some disappointment there, certainly. And then back on the uptick yesterday with National Signing Day and probably you know, great moments for a lot of young men that will be coming to the University of Georgia.
Yeah, a lot of quality character guys, a lot of mid-year guys, which you got to be a pretty good student to be able to graduate high school as a mid-year. And to have the mid-year enrollees, I think they're going to make an early impact on our team next year. It gives them a better chance to help us and find roles for them to fill in for, you know, some of the good players we got leaving.
Do you know at this point what anything looks like as far as spring and all of that spring practice with all these mid-year guys coming in? You hope you can, you know, get them into the system as soon as possible, and they can start learning how to do things here. But I guess we're still kind of in limbo as how things will look in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, that's basically the case. We don't know for certain. We haven't set any dates. We're certainly optimistic that we'll get to have spring practice, but as far as when and what it looks like, I don't think we know that yet.
You're pretty satisfied, you and your staff, with all the – what'd you get, 20 signings yesterday?
Yeah, excited about the guys we've gotten and looking forward to it. Some of them are just finishing up their season. Some of them didn't get to have seasons. So every one of them's in kind of a different phase. But a lot of them, like I said, are enrolling early and will be here in January.
What does that leave you, or do you know, for the next signing day coming up in February?
Well, you're always looking for really good football players, so we'll still be in pursuit of some guys and some spots to fill. And I don't think you ever try to pinpoint what that is, because you're really looking for good football players. You want guys that can impact your roster in any way, shape, form for next year.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. We've got your questions lined up and ready to go. We'll throw them at the coach when we continue. Hashtag AskCoachSmart is how you get them to us on social media. So we'll do that right after this timeout. First, we want to tell you that it is tis the season for the UGA Bookstore and great UGA clothing and gifts from the UGA Bookstore. And that's where you'll find the best selection from the biggest brands like Nike, Peter Millar, Johnny O, Vineyard Vines, 47 Brand, Southern Tide, and lots more. And there's something for every Bulldog fan on your shopping list at the UGA Bookstore. It's located next to the Tate Student Center, open 7 days a week. And remember, you can always shop online 24/7 at UGABookstore.com. The UGA Bookstore, it's where the dogs shop. And we'll come back for your questions and more of Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Hello and welcome to Keno Talk.
Hi, it's Dan. My parrot and I want to play Keno.
It's easy. You pick up to 10 numbers, then Keno picks 20.
Keno picks 20.
Sheesh.
The more you match, the more you win.
The more you match, the more you win.
I know already.
You can win up to $100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
$100,000 every 3.5 minutes.
I heard him.
Just play, you idiot. Just play, you idiot.
Put it on.
Play Keno from anywhere and win up to $100,000 over 300 times a day.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America. Primerica is a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I never thought I'd be talking about the D word, but now she's hired an attorney and I can't ignore it anymore. I need to prepare.
This is Lee Merriweather. At Merriweather & Tharp, we know the importance of preparation when facing a divorce. It's critical to gather and analyze information. If you're facing a divorce, call for a free phone consultation with one of our attorneys.
This is Bob Tharp. You have questions. Now there's one place to find the answers you need. Merriweather & Tharp, with offices throughout Atlanta, helping clients through difficult times.
1545 Peachtree Street, 678-879-9000. AtlantaDivorceTeam.com.
I'm Monty Watson, UGA alum and chairman and CEO of the Piedmont Bank. As a banker, I know numbers, and the numbers that matter most to us Georgia fans are the numbers that are on the scoreboard when the clock runs out. But in business, there's no scoreboard and the clock never stops. That's why at Piedmont Bank, banking is more than the numbers. Our business customers know they're ranked number one, and that means we never stop helping them reimagine their businesses in Georgia and beyond. Get to know us today at Piedmont.bank/UGA. And most importantly, go Dawgs!
listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Welcome back to Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. The Bulldogs have finished their regular season and are waiting for a bowl designation, and that's coming up this weekend on the 20th is when the bowls will be announced and everybody will be slotted. And we've got your questions for the coach here in starting in this segment. If you're missing Athens this season, then we'll bring you a piece of Athens to you. Visit harrydoghouse.com to learn how you can get a real part of the Sanford Stadium experience at your home gate. That's harrydoghouse.com. Let's get to your questions for the coach, brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. You have questions. We have answers. It's Ask the Coach and Boone in Fitzgerald, Georgia. Coach, I think we've had a player or two from Fitzgerald over the years. How do you keep team morale up with the news of that Vanderbilt cancellation?
It's tough. I mean, I think the guys are just naturally disappointed because it, you know, kind of happened twice at different times, but it happened twice. And it's tough when you get disappointed two times, but they're also you know, optimistic about the bowl options and looking forward to an opportunity to play another highly ranked football team. And that's all you can do. It's all you can do right now is deal with that.
What do you have the teams doing right now? They're going through final exams, or is there practice going on? Are you taking a break from that for a few days before you get that bowl announcement? What's happening with the team right now?
Yeah, that right now they're solely focusing on finals, trying to stay in shape, getting some time off for rest and recovery, lifting with the younger players, trying to get them stronger and faster and bigger, and you try to make the bowl practice for the younger guys that didn't get a chance to play as a growing opportunity and a little bit like a little mini spring practice.
And you'll have a shorter amount of time with that, though, right, because we're so deep. I'm usually by now you're 2 weeks into knowing who your bowl opponent would be. But with this way it is now, it's you've got a condensed amount of time to practice for your next opponent.
Absolutely. So it's not a traditional bowl practice where we would have four or five get better practices and then go get ready for the bowl game. This is going to be basically like get ready for the bowl game. The only thing unique is we'll have some mid-year guys that are able to enroll, and they can't go out and physically practice with us. They have to go through some protocols, some acclimatization period, but we get to see those guys. They get to meet guys on the team and maybe get a little more comfortable before when school starts.
Todd in Athens has our next question. How rewarding was it to see JT and Pickens' connection come to life against Missouri?
Always important. I think anytime you get a connection there, and I feel like you got a connection with a lot of guys. You know, he and Cook connected for some plays. Darnell connected for some plays, and he hit Jermaine Burton during the two-minute drive. So as JT gets a rapport with those guys, it certainly helps.
Tracy in Columbus, Georgia, wants to know, going back to last week's game, what did you say to the team at halftime last week? Because you came out strong in that third quarter.
It's not always about what you say. It's about the morale they come out with, the focus and energy they come out with. And I thought our coaches, you know, give our coaches credit. Defensive and offensive coaches made some good adjustments, and they came out with a good plan and said, hey, this is things we can execute. And that first drive was critical.
John in Duluth, do you worry about team chemistry heading into a bowl since we've had less games?
No, not really. I mean, we've had plenty of games in terms of team chemistry. You know, I mean, to play nine games, I don't think that that's going to affect team chemistry. It's more about bowl practice and having a good attitude about it and what's your opportunity. You know, it's your opportunity to improve as a player and also build momentum into next year and finish off this year on a high note.
You haven't played as many games as we normally do, but this may be even a longer season. Didn't you guys start in July with practices?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like it's – so I mean, somebody told me it was week like 2022, and I'm like, well, we always have a long – but it was the cumulative effect. It was like we started a little bit earlier and did the little mini camp thing. But we weren't really in pads. So it's all by the way you count that. Have the kids been around us for a long time? Yes. And have we hit less and put on pads less? Yes. But have we gone longer? Yes.
It's certainly a long season, and it's not over yet because the bowl announcements will be made this weekend. Is there any are you hearing any talk of, you know, where the team might end up?
I had nothing more than all you guys here. I mean, everybody hears the speculation. I don't get into speculation because I don't control it. So we'll see. We'll see soon enough. It sounds like we'll find out for sure Sunday.
Hopefully it'll be a good destination. Well, it will be a good destination regardless because you get to play another game. So that's certainly what folks want. This is the Ask the Coach segment brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. You have questions. We have answers. And we'll continue with your questions for Coach Kirby Smart as we move along with Bulldogs Live. More in a moment on the Bulldog Sports Network.
This is Head Coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
It's not really about the tailgating or even being in the stands. It's not even really about winning or losing. It's always been about being with friends and family, making memories for tomorrow while being in the moment today. That's what Georgia football means. Are you ready? We are. Since it's different this season, and many of us can't get up to Athens, we're going to bring Athens to you. Visit HarryDoghouse.com to learn how your home gating experience can become one of your best Bulldog memories.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Whether you've recently discovered damage to your foundation and are concerned that you need repairs, or you're being proactive and exploring ways in which you can be sure that your basement is protected from flooding, ESOG can help. Neil Hondo Williamson here for my friends at Engineered Solutions of Georgia. If you see a crack in your wall, call ESOG. Locally owned and operated, ESOG, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678-ESOG now.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
This is Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Bulldogs get ready for a postseason appearance here coming up at some point over the next couple of weeks. It's time for our look ahead, brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. The penalty for getting a DUI can cost up to $10,000. That's why the Governor's Office of Highway Safety says drive sober so you won't get pulled over. And Coach, we were kind of hitting on this a few moments ago, but your look ahead from this point is just getting ready for a bowl opponent as soon as you know who that is. What are some of the processes you're going to go through here between now and when the bowl team is selected, and then getting ready for that game?
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is sitting and waiting. You know, we have a rough ideas where we might go, and it's hard to do prep on opponents when you don't know, because you could be doing the preparation for no reason in terms of quality control guys doing breakdown. Our players will be back around Sunday. We're in a COVID routine, so they get tested, you know, on Thursday. They get tested, which is, you know, today, and then they get tested on Sunday, and then they turn around and get tested again on Tuesday. So we'll continue the testing up until they get to go home, and they'll get a break there for Christmas, probably either 3, 4, you know, 5 days, depending on what bowl game we're in. We'll return from Christmas. We have to do testing before they're allowed to do anything with us and get the results back to make sure that we're not bringing back guys back from home. And that'll be a tough deal, because anybody that might test positive there would probably be out for the game. So it's going to be important while they're home to make good decisions, to, you know, try to be with family but wear a mask. And then we'll go with some bowl practice here at in Athens, and then get ready to go wherever we're going.
Have other teams and programs come to you guys and asked how you're doing things and how you're having success with this whole process right now?
You know, not really. I mean, to be honest, I think, you know, there's, I mean, the contact tracing has affected more people than just the positives. We've had, you know, we've had our share of positive. We've had guys that have had to quarantine and miss, and we've been fortunate that, you know, the guys that have not had to contact trace out a lot of people. A lot of that has to do with our facility being large enough, our setup to space them out. Our kids mostly live alone or don't share a bathroom with someone. They have their own bathroom. So a lot of that has played a factor in keeping more guys available.
Let's get back to the questions brought to you by Merriweather and Tharp. It's at the coach. You have questions. We have answers. Michael in Athens, Georgia, wants to know, he has one about signing day. When will the new signees report?
Well, that's the thing. We'll have a few, and we don't even know exactly who yet, will be able to report and come in for bowl practices, but not all. So it's a weird year because, you know, we've got four coming in the summer, and then we've got 16 coming mid-year, but some of the mid-years will be here in January when school starts. Some of the mid-years will be here for practice, and that's more up to preference for them, what they prefer to do and what they want to do in terms of being with their family over Christmas, or, you know, ones that live closer, a lot of them want to come up and be around practice and get to join in.
What are some of the deadlines, the dates, as far as guys that are going to move on, when they have to announce? Guys that are going to come back to get that extra year of eligibility, and are there working dates for those and deadlines to hit?
There are, and some of that's still under play because the NFL sets some of those dates, and they have not in stone set some of the dates for the seniors to make their decision by, and as well as juniors. So some of that's in flux, but our school starts back, I think, January maybe 14th. So there's going to be a little time there between the 1st and the 14th where kids get to sit back and get to be with their families after a long season.
Morgan in Louisville, Georgia, wants to know, how do you feel for this, or do you feel for the senior class, since they only had three opportunities in Sanford Stadium this year?
Yeah, I do feel for them. It's tough. Just the way things fell, and unfortunate, but I, you know, that's part of it. They'll always have great memories of all the other games they had in Sanford Stadium. The Notre Dame game was one of the all-time classics, and I think those guys will draw on those experiences.
Is there some kind of thing that you guys are trying to put together to recognize your seniors?
I think we've got some ideas, but, you know, it's tough. You want it to be done the right way in first class, and that's hard to do, number one, this time of year outside, this weather, and asking people during COVID, the pandemic, it's, you know, you want it to be done right.
Is the gala still a thing, or has that been canceled this year?
Yeah, we're unable to do the gala this year, unfortunately, because of the COVID and things. A lot of teams are not having the banquets and the things, so most of our stuff will be done in-house.
Riley in Atlanta wants to know how rewarding it is to coach and see growth from someone like Eric Stokes.
Oh, it's awesome to see Eric grow up and become the man that he's becoming. It's been wonderful. He's a great kid that works really hard. He listens. He's attentive. Things are important to him. He's been a good leader. And just to see him mature and grow as a player has been really good.
And Riley, thanks for asking that question. And since you bring up Eric Stokes' name, Eric, a junior defensive back from Covington, Georgia, intercepted a Missouri pass on the Tigers' first series last week, returned it 27 yards, and that set up Georgia's first score of the game as the Dogs went on to a 49-14 win at Missouri. It was the fourth interception of the season for Eric, which is tied for the SEC lead. He's returned two of those for touchdowns this season, and Stokes was part of that Bulldog defense that held Missouri to only 200 yards of offense. On Monday, Stokes was named the SEC's Defensive Player of the Week, and tonight he is also our Bulldogs Player of the Week, presented by Primerica, the only company positioned to make the maximum impact on Main Street families. So congratulations to Eric Stokes. We'll continue with more Bulldogs Live and Coach Kirby Smart right after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Across the Northside Hospital System, our surgeons have decades of experience with routine and complex surgeries. Today, Northside leads the Southeast in innovative procedures. Since 2005, we've performed nearly 40,000 robotic surgeries. Our board-certified surgeons are acclaimed for non-invasive techniques. Their confidence and compassion await you at Northside. For complex surgeries, choose the best surgeons. Learn more at Northside.com.
Football fans, Terrapin Beer Company, Athens born and bred and longest running brewery, is proud to be a part of game day and every day. Let's raise our glasses and toast our Athens team with our hometown brew. Make Terrapin a part of your game day weekend traditions. Stop by the brewery Wednesday through Sunday to sample the best beer you can drink. Please drink responsibly, and as always, 21 means 21.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm Monty Watson, UGA alum and chairman and CEO of the Piedmont Bank. As a banker, I know numbers, and the numbers that matter most to us Georgia fans are the numbers that are on the scoreboard when the clock runs out. But in business, there's no scoreboard, and the clock never stops. That's why at Piedmont Bank, banking is more than the numbers. Our business customers know they're ranked number one, and that means we never stop helping them reimagine their businesses in Georgia and beyond. Get to know us today at piedmont.bank/UGA. And most importantly, go Dogs.
Divorce was never part of our picture, but now it is, and I have so many questions. Will I keep my home? What will happen to my retirement? Where are the kids going to live?
This is Lee Merriweather. At Merriweather & Tharp, we know you have questions. That's why we have answers to common divorce questions through our website, podcasts, and a free phone consultation with one of our attorneys.
This is Bob Tharp. Now there's one place to find the answers you need. Merriweather & Tharp, with offices throughout Atlanta, helping clients through difficult times.
1545 Peachtree Street, 678-879-9000. Merriweather & Tharp, the Atlanta Divorce Team.com.
Listening to Bulldogs Live. Once again, here's your host, the voice of the Bulldogs, Scott Howard.
Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart continues, and dog fans, you can tune in this Sunday at midnight to WSB TV Channel 2 to catch the latest episode of Kirby Smart All Access. And this week, we'll highlight the 2020 signing day class with analysis from Eric Zier and Chuck Dowdle, as well as interviews with Coach Smart, offensive coordinator Todd Monken, and defensive coordinator Dan Lanning. And that's on Kirby Smart All Access this Sunday at 12 midnight, WSB TV Channel 2, or anytime next week on demand at GeorgiaDogs.com. We'll grab a few more questions for the coach as we continue here on Bulldogs Live. And Walt in Bogart, Georgia, Kirby, wants to know if waiting around to hear our bowl destination and opponent makes you and the staff antsy.
I wouldn't say it really makes you antsy because you don't control it, you know. It's like you don't know, and you can't get a jump start on them because you got to wait and let things kind of unfold. I think more than anything, it's going to be exciting this weekend to sit back and watch the games and see who ends up falling into the matchup with us.
Yeah, there's some pretty good games. Clemson, Notre Dame in the ACC championship. That's the highlight right now. And then, of course, in the SEC, you've got Alabama and Florida. That's an evening game on Saturday. But you're right. You probably don't have that opportunity a whole lot to sit back and watch those games. So it's different, but maybe
this year I feel like I've had more time to, you know, the off week, the Vandy cancellation week, the Missouri week. I mean, it's just been weird. You know, seems like you end up at home watching more.
Al in Winder, Georgia, are you tired of getting COVID tested?
Yeah, absolutely. You've gotten numb to it by some point, and it's always you're trying to pick which tester's line you're in based on how far things might go up there. And
had a few of those with basketball.
So it's like, man, I hope I get the right line.
Andy in Athens wants to know, he says, I've heard that JT is the type of guy that's always around the facility watching film. Can you confirm?
Oh, he's a football junkie now. He loves it. He asks a lot of questions. He stays on top of it. It's important to him, and he is he's in there with Coach Monken, you know, almost all the time, wanting to watch tape and watching it on his own.
I see him doing that on the sidelines too. And when he's on the sidelines, I mean, he's very much into the game, and it's almost like he's trying to seek even more knowledge when he's on the sidelines, either talking to coaches or talking to teammates and explaining maybe what just happened or trying to, you know, anticipate what's going to happen. He's always constantly busy. Never just, you know, you don't see him just sitting there on the bench and with nothing to do. I mean, he's very active.
Absolutely, he is. He loves it. And that's what the good ones do. You know, you watch them on Sundays. They got the iPad out. They're looking at the pictures and seeing what the defense is doing. And I think communication's a big part of that, and anticipation's a big part of that.
Lisa in Loganville, Georgia, who would you say is the toughest dude on our roster?
Well, we got a lot of guys that are playing injured, playing banged up. So, I mean, we got some tough dudes that would never say anything in terms of being banged up and being injured. I hate giving the credit to one guy because we got a lot of tough dudes. I thought when the whole line and the D-line went out there against Missouri with no sleeves on, no tights on, they weren't worried about any of that, you know. And I was like, I knew we were in a good spot once they did that.
Yeah, I guess tough can have some different meanings. It can be mean or nasty or just the ability to handle, you know, everything that's going on that's thrown your way. So a lot of different options there. Taylor in Atlanta, how has Coach Monken adjusted to the college game?
You know, he had been in the college game. You know, he'd been a head coach. He'd been at Oklahoma State, so he'd been around it. I think it had changed a little bit since he left and went to the NFL, and it's ever-changing. It's changing all the time. But he's one of those that loves football, and he enjoys watching other teams play. And, you know, he studied all offseason other teams that were successful in college to see what they were doing. And I think that's always the case. I think you better be studying what other people are doing or you'll get passed by, and he's big on that.
Patrick in Athens, Georgia, now with the early signing day, what should fans expect in February?
I really don't think much. I mean, if early signing day continues to trend like it did this year, I think, you know, early signing day was picking up steam already, but COVID made it go overdrive. You know, it made it go a lot faster and kids had no reason to wait around. I think you'll always deal with the opportunity, well, I want to take my visits, I want to go in January. Well, that wasn't going to happen this year. So what should fans expect this February? Not much. Future Februarys, maybe more.
Coach, we're going to hang it up for all our questions, and for you tonight, we're going to catch up with Georgia's athletics director, Greg McGarity, here in just a few moments. So anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Just enjoy doing it and really appreciate our fan support, Dog Nation support. You know, it's one of those these seniors meant a lot in terms of winning games. Unfortunately, they don't get to be the winningest because they didn't get the game. It's just a lot of things that were unfortunate, and that's what you'll remember about this group. But they were heart and soul of a group and really the first full signing class I had, and they'll always be dogs to us.
Kirby, thanks very much for your time. We appreciate it. And good luck this weekend on the bowl announcements, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, and go Dogs.
All right, that's Coach Kirby Smart. As we roll along here with Bulldogs Live, we'll catch up with Georgia's AD, outgoing AD. He's retiring at the end of the month, Greg McGarity. We'll talk to him for a couple of segments on the other side of this timeout on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Historic game rewinds and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!